Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector. Every Wednesday, Mark, along with his special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark is a tested, certified, and professional spiritual medium, metaphysical teacher, healer, and spiritual advisor with a spiritual practice based in Seattle, Washington. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Peter Marshall reminds us, may we think of freedom not as the right to do as we please, but as the opportunity to do what is right. American veterans embody the ideals upon which America was founded more than 229 years ago. That's what Stephen Beyer reminds us of. And good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you may be in this awakening, transformative, healing planet of ours. This is Inspired Living Radio. I'm your host, Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector, and I want to just say thank you for joining us this morning or afternoon or wherever you're at in the world or this evening, because we have inspired listeners from all around the globe. And it is our first show of 2023. Happy New Year. Thanks for joining us on this, what I like to call soul adventure. We're moving into our eighth season. And just to recap where we've come from and what we've built over time, when we started eight seasons ago of Inspired Living Radio, we had one follower on our Facebook page. That was myself. And we've grown that Facebook page to over 2,600 followers, inspired listeners is what we like to say, from around the globe. Our Instagram, our Twitter, and our TikTok have all grown as well, and our social media. But most importantly, the last few years, Inspired Living Radio has been listed as a 100 best inspirational podcast to listen to follow, both in 2021, 2022, and 2023. So 3 years running. And the best inspirational podcasts are from thousands of podcasts across the web. And it's ranked by traffic, social media followers, domain authority, and freshness. And I want to just say thank you to all of our inspired listeners, my team, Ohm Times Radio, for always showing up to put together an awesome, inspirational, educational show. I learned so much from doing this over the last eight seasons, and it's just a privilege to be on a list with such names as Oprah Winfrey, Steve Harvey, Michelle Obama. Just to even be mentioned in that same list is quite inspirational for me, and it just is an honor, and I'm very humbled to be honored for that. And I was also recognized. I just want to give a shout out to Ohm Times real quick, because for the first time in my radio career, I was awarded what's called the OMI Awards, and it's for the category is for radio personality and inspirational spirit teacher. So thank you to Ohm Times Radio and Ohm Times Media for recognizing me for this OMI Award. Very, again, honored and humbled. So with that, let's keep inspiring. Let's keep generating a positive vibration in our very crazy world. And what better way to open up 2023, which from a numerology standpoint, we call this the year of truth, is to honor our veterans and our first responders. Now, myself being in the Coast Guard for 8 years and serving as a veteran, serving as a first responder, it's always something near and dear to my heart. And today we have a very special guest who will be joining us in just a few minutes. I want to read a little bit about Bob Taylor and the amazing book he's put together that we're going to be talking about this next hour, and what the mission is. Because right now with our veterans, and I know this to be true, we have a lot of veterans every single day, either active member, retired members, members like myself that were honorably discharged and went into the civilian life. 21 plus veterans commit suicide every single day. And to me, that's just still an unreal number. And so before we get started, I do want to throw some resources out, and I'm sure Bob will be taking us through some resources as well. But in 2023, we now have the number to call. It's still the same. It's the Suicide Prevention Lifeline, 1-800-273-TALK or 1-800-273-8255. But they've now simplified the process, and it's now you can just dial 988. So instead of calling 911 for emergency, we now have the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, which is known as 988. That is across the nation now. That's a national hotline that you can call into. And if you're a veteran listening to the show, when you call in for the Veteran Crisis Line, you can dial 988 and then press number 1. And what happens with this process for our listeners out there, if you're having a struggling time, if you feel like you're alone, no one should ever feel like that. No one should ever be alone. And there is somebody available, a caring, qualified responder 24/7. You dial 988. If you're a veteran, you press 1. You can chat live, or you can even text to 838-255, and that will get you in contact with somebody via text or on the phone. Your call is free. It's confidential, and you decide how much information you want to share. Support doesn't end with your conversation, and the responders will connect you with resources that can help you with whatever distress you're feeling. So that's the pathway, and it's a new process across the nation, 988, and I'm just so happy that we can have these tools and resources to help our veterans and our first responders. And again, I wanted to open up this show, open up this year of 2023, the year of truth, honoring our first responders and, of course, honoring our veterans. And with that, I'd like to give a little bit of background about Bob Taylor. He's written this new book, and the book is all about getting to success. It's literally called From Service to Success: New Mission, New Purpose, and a New Journey to a Great Life. A little bit about Bob and what he's been doing. He's the CEO and owner of Alliant Enterprises. He's a graduate from Michigan State University. In 1986, he graduated as a mechanical engineer, and he entered the Air Force as a B-52 navigator. He flew 11 combat missions during Operation Desert Storm and received the Air Force Air Medal, and then served as a KC-135 navigator, which we'll talk more about. I'm very familiar with the KC-135 because my dad was in the Air Force, rising to the rank of major. Over the past 30 years, Bob held positions in engineering, operations, marketing, sales, chief operating officer, and eventually the CEO in the medical device industry. In 2010, his company, Alliant Healthcare Products, was the 10th fastest growing healthcare company in the United States. Last year, Alliant Healthcare helped companies sell over 110 million of high-tech medical products to the VA and military hospitals. Alliant is a verified service-disabled veteran-owned small business formed in 2002, and the company was recently recognized by the Small Business Administration, also known as the SBA, in the Michigan chapter as the Veteran-Owned Small Business of the Year for 2019. Congratulations on that. As a veteran owner, Bob has been a staunch advocate for legislative initiatives supporting veteran-owned enterprises and has been spoken on Capitol Hill several times. Taylor's writing, From Service to Success, is a cornerstone of the Patriot Promise Foundation, which he founded to help drive down the rate of suicides among veterans and to provide a clear path as our warfighters transition into a new mission and a new purpose following their service. The Patriot Promise Foundation is a nonprofit 501c3 organization, and it was established as a nonprofit venture running 100% by veterans and offering veterans the ability to learn new skills in the workplace while also learning to enhance their lives through a training program based on the book. But its first priority is to get 100,000 copies From Service to Success into the hands of veterans through donations from the public. You can learn more about this at patreonpromise.org. And on our Facebook page, if you go to our Facebook page, Inspired Living Radio and Podcast, if you pre-order a signed copy From Service to Success, they're going to give one to a veteran as well. So it's an even better way to listen to the show, go get the book, help a veteran out. And with that, Bob Taylor, welcome to Inspired Living, my friend, and thank you for your service. Thank you for all that you've done to this point.
Mark, thank you very much. I'm very grateful for the opportunity to spend some time with you, and I hope that I can live up to the expectations of your audience here.
Well, we have a global audience from all around the world, so if we just touch one person's heart or just generate, you know, a a positive ripple effect in somebody in a veteran's life, then we're doing our job. And when I saw this come across my desk, I'm like, we got to get Bob on and talk about this, because I think it's a great mission. I myself, as a veteran, always support our first responders and our veterans, the front line. And you know, the top priorities, like you said, is really to that key focus of post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. We don't talk about that enough. And over the last, like I said, I've been doing this show for eight seasons ago, we weren't talking about PTSD with our veterans. We weren't talking about mental health. There was no 988 number to text or to call into. And look where we've come 8 seasons later. So with that, tell us a little bit just about yourself. And I'm excited to talk about your background in the Air Force. I flew on the KC-135 several times, being an Air Force brat. Went to Hawaii a lot on the KC-135. So definitely know the planes and familiar with the mission. But let our listeners know just a little bit about you before we go to our first break here.
Sure. So thank you for that very kind introduction. I thought some of the things that you brought up are extremely important. And so everything I've done up to this point has led to the work that I'm doing right now, which I feel like is some of the most important work that I've done in my life, which is kind of paying back towards the veteran community. So I started out, I'm a Midwestern Michigan person, and went to Michigan State University and found my way into the Air Force. My father passed away when I was younger from Lou Gehrig's disease. And one day I was in my senior year at Michigan State walking to class, and I just kind of heard his voice saying that he always wished he would have learned how to fly. And at that particular moment, I happened to be walking in front of the Air Force recruiter, and I took a right-hand turn, and flying was a big passion of mine. So 9 months later, there I was flying in a twin-engine trainer jet. So I've never regretted doing that, and I have had some great experiences because of that. Also, I've had some great challenges, and have had the opportunity to work with some great people and have overcome some challenges. And I can share a little bit further in our discussion about what those challenges are and how I came to overcome them. But here I am now. I've written this book, From Service to Success, and look to establish the Patriot Promise Foundation as one of the leading ways for veterans to find a path forward, to kind of put some of their demons away, learn how to have a great relationship at home, and discover what their true passion life is, that points out that their brightest future or their best life is in front of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we're going to go to our first break here in just a few minutes here, Bob, but I just wanted to share, we already have a connection, as which is such a small world, especially as you get older, you see the world shrink. We actually, you might be familiar, since you went to Michigan State, you might be familiar with the basketball coach Judd Heathcoat, who actually was a teacher at my high school before he went on to teach. Before he went to be a coach at the University of Montana, and then went on 24 seasons at Michigan State. So we have that connection there. He actually was a teacher at my high school at West Valley, Spokane. So I just thought that was kind of interesting when you said
that. Yeah, first year at Michigan State was the year that he won the national championship.
Oh, my gosh, with Magic Johnson. Wow.
Exactly.
Small world. So this book that we have, your first chapter is called From Service to Solitude. And I want to talk a little bit about that. I've got some questions I've written down for you and for our listening audience. And again, the great sacrifice that our veterans make. And when they come back from service to solitude, it's that roadmap to navigate the difficult transition to civilian life. Let's talk about that, because there's a lot of veterans that are making that transition, myself included. I know you made that transition, and it's not an easy transition to make. And then in just about a minute or so, we're going to go to our first break. But let's start there, and then we'll start to break the book down into more detail and your story and why you wrote the book.
Sure. I was reminded about this first chapter in an interview between Steve Young and Tom Brady on a podcast. They were talking about Aaron Rodgers deciding whether or not to retire. And Steve Young said that he's deciding whether or not that he's going to experience this death of who Aaron Rodgers has been. And that's so related to what veterans are experiencing. They've had this time in their life where they feel very important, and the mission that they're doing is extremely important and valuable, and they're performing at an extremely high level. And then when they finish, they lose a sense of who they are, and they don't understand what their purpose is. And one of the common ways that they deal with that is to isolate themselves, to go into solitude. And it really is it's a very significant challenge for veterans, and it's something that they have to be aware of how to avoid that.
Yeah, and you know, Jeff Miller reminds us the quote, "The willingness of Americans veterans to sacrifice for our country has earned them our lasting gratitude." And you know, you're right. We go from, you know, I'm just reflecting on my 8 years in the Coast Guard, of where I was thrown in the deep end of the pool, literally, and, you know, learn how to swim and then go out and save lives and drive equipment that's worth millions and millions worth of dollars. And then after that, you know, it's kind of like, okay, what do I do now as I'm transitioning back into the civilian life? So let's take our first break, and when we come back, we're going to pick this up and really dive into the chapters of this wonderful book, From Service to Success, with Bob Taylor. You're listening to Inspired Living Radio. We'll be back here in just a few minutes. Happy New Year, and welcome to 2023.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Listeners, we hope you're enjoying the shows here on OM Times Radio. Mark Lanehart here, and host of Inspired Living Radio. And I'd like to invite you to my morning show of inspiration, encouragement, healing, motivations, transformations, and discovering that diamond within. Metaphysical Mocha Mondays, every Monday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, over on the Intuitive Prospector Facebook page and my YouTube channel, Soul Adventures. Dare to dream, dare to explore, dare to live and discover that diamond within.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Thank you. And welcome back to Inspired Living Radio. Today's guest, Bob Taylor, his book, From Service to Success, a show podcast dedicated to our veterans and our first responders to start off our eighth season in 2023. I'm going to open up the second part of the show with a quote from Arthur Ashe, which I think is very on point for what we're going to be talking about in this great book. And he talks about true heroism is remarkably sober, very undramatic. It is not the urge to surpass all others at whatever cost, but the urge to serve others at whatever cost. And that's what our veterans do every single day, day in, day out, 24/7, 365. And before the break, Bob, we were talking about from service to solitude, because when you're in the military, and for those that have been in the military and serve, you know it's like, you know, drinking from a fire hose. Hurry up and wait. Lots of different moving parts going on. Every single day can be different, or it can be the same depending on what, you know, branch of the service you're in. But then all of a sudden, that all stops. And you find yourself in a whole new transition, a whole new world, and, you know, we move into that solitude. So let's continue to talk about that roadmap to navigate the difficult transition to civilian life for our veterans.
Sure. So I interviewed one veteran who said, you know, someone used to care that I polished my shoes. Someone used to care that I made it to my appointments. And then all of a sudden, nobody really cares what I, this is what he said, no one really cared what I did in a day. And that can lead to some very challenging times. One of the things I point out in that first chapter is you mentioned, you know, 21 or 22 veterans die by suicide every day. What's even more alarming is that there are, on average, every day, 640 veterans attempting suicide, 1,500 and some veterans that are planning their suicide, and over 5,500 veterans on average every day who are thinking about suicide. And so,
wow.
One of the things I say, it takes a village to help a veteran. It took an entire military to create a soldier. It's going to take an entire community to help transition a veteran into civilian life.
Yeah, and we're definitely part of that village, aren't we? Even with today's, you know, episode. You talked about, there was a quote from Patrick Henry, "The battle, sir, is not the is not to the strong alone. It is the vigilant and the active and the brave." And today's show, we're dedicating that to the vigilant, the active, and the brave, and those that are having those thoughts or thinking about that, and offering them the opportunities, you know, like I said, 988, the process to talk with somebody, a qualified, caring responder who will listen and will help. And, you know, you talk about in your book, we're always part of the tribe. What did you mean by that?
Well, you know, when we grow up, our tribe is our family and our friends, our close friends. And when we get into the military, the military does a great job of putting us under a lot of stress and putting us on these smaller teams, whether it's a platoon, whether it's a boat, whether it's an air crew, we're in these small groups. And those groups become our tribe. And we as human beings are very tribal. We want to be in a community. And so we have to keep that in mind. When we leave, we can't just take it for granted. We have to reconnect with the tribe. And I think that's one of the things I was talking with someone the other day is after World War II, veterans came back to a different type of community. There were the Elks Club, the Moose Club, my parents were part of a card playing club. And there was this socialization that happened where, you know, veterans didn't get around and start talking about their war stories, but they saw other veterans getting out, socializing and communicating. And that was just part of their new tribe and part of the way that they experienced community. Well, Now we don't have those same organizations, and with social media and with people texting instead of this real interaction, it's very easy to find ourselves feeling like we're not part of a tribe or we're not part of a group. And we feel, veterans can feel very isolated.
Yeah. History and today's society shows us too, we're more connected than we've ever been in the history of the world with our technology. However, we're more disconnected than we've ever been in many, many years. And, you know, you can track that by the suicide rates, and it's a, you know, direct reflection on what society is doing or not doing. So I've always found that to be interesting, that our technology is connecting us, but it's also separating us. Like you said, that tribe, that brotherhood, that sisterhood of being, you know, whether it's first responder or being in the military. And for you, as you made your transition, what was the biggest success for you after leaving the military?
So I was very fortunate. My best friend in college was working for a company in Kalamazoo that had an opening for an engineer. Now, the people in the military were not very encouraging about the type of career I was going to land after the Air Force. I mean, there's not a big need for B-52 navigators in the civilian world. And so there wasn't really any preparation, but I just had a mindset that I had a family to provide for, and I was going to find the best opportunity that I could to earn a living and to find something that I had a passion in. And I was very fortunate to find that.
And I would say for, you know, success, because on the show I like to talk about failure as well. And what I mean by that is, for me, I look at fail as first attempt in learning. And after you left the military, what was one of your biggest failures in that transition and that going from, you know, flying in planes to, you know, pretty much not flying at all in that transition, you know, that these veterans, us veterans that go through that, like, okay, what now? What next? What would be your biggest failure in your opinion?
So I think the biggest regret that I have looking back is that, you know, about 6 months after combat, I started having really severe nightmares. And, you know, I wasn't in hand-to-hand combat, but I had nightmares about hand-to-hand combat. And they were just, you know, terrible nightmares. And about 6 weeks or 6 months later, those nightmares went away. But I definitely had some issues that I was dealing with that I kind of covered up from people outside my family. And my biggest regret is that I took a lot of time before I sought help to get through that. Because, you know, I wasn't the best version of a husband. I wasn't the best version of a father. And I just wasn't the best version of myself. So I put that kind of in the lessons learned. But from a work standpoint, and I mean, I can't tell you how many, if you call them failures or first lessons, my career has been filled with those. You know, choosing products to try and sell to the market. And, you know, I've had a point where I lost $1.8 million by investing in the wrong product line. Or, you know, I had one experience where we had investors lined up and they withdrew at the last moment. And I think a lot of companies would have just folded and closed the doors, but we were able to overcome that adversity through some really great people that I was able to surround myself with.
Yeah, and thank you for sharing that with the listening audience, because I think it's important to celebrate our successes, but also to celebrate what I say is failures, because it's first attempt in learning. And I remind people, you should fail often and you should fail daily, because that's the best way to not only learn and to grow and to transform, but also to heal, to be the best version of yourself. So failure is not a bad thing. So that's why I asked that. And again, thank you for sharing, because I think that it's very important for our listening audience to hear that for those of us that transition from the military, we're not really encouraged to seek help all that much. I remember when I was in the last year of my Coast Guard duties, I was actually presented with a therapy called biofeedback, because I had lost my brothers tragically to murder and cancer within the same week. And it's a big part of it's a big part of what I do today because of those events. But it was actually the Coast Guard that said, we need to get you some grieving counseling and biofeedback. And I'm like, oh, I don't need that. I'm tough. I, you know, rub some dirt on it. I'm a guy. I don't need to do that. But I, just like you, Bob, I went down several years regressing and holding that in, and it only caused more harm to myself, to my overall health, to my relationships. And so it's important to seek when you're feeling like this, seek help. And there's a lot of resources out there. We had some at the opening of the show, and I'm sure you'll have some to share here this hour with us. But it's important to seek help early, not later. Don't try to push it down, because eventually it will rise to the surface and it'll be a lot more harder journey to come back from.
Mark, can I share five things
please,
for veterans and spouses? Because this seems like a really good spot to do it. But there are five things that a veteran or their mothers or fathers or spouses can watch for to determine should they be getting professional help. And I'll just go through these five real quick. If a veteran is not sleeping or is suffering nightmares, and also something to watch for is excessive movements throughout the night. I had a sleep study where I was having 270 leg movements per hour. Oh. And you're not going to get sleep. And so the mental health community agrees sleep is the number one issue that they need to help veterans with. If you're drinking or taking some sort of drugs just to cope with your day, just to get through your day, then you need to think about professional help. If you're homeless or you fear that you're going to lose your home, or regardless of your housing status, if you feel completely isolated, that's a sign. If your struggles are causing considerable relationship challenges, and that could be with your spouse, your children, or with your coworkers. If you're having significant relationship problems, that's a strong indicator. And then finally, if you're considering harming yourself, if you're having these suicidal ideations, or if you're considering harming someone else, then those are the five things that if you're aware of those, or if someone you love is experiencing some of those issues, that's the time to start heading those people into professional help.
Oh, I love that. Great, great tips. And, you know, it's important to, you know, be aware of the signs and the symptoms of, you know, whether it's, you know, a mental crisis, suicide ideation, anything just within medicine. You know, I work in medicine, and we're always looking at the signs and symptoms to figure out what's the root cause, what's the problem, so we can try to diagnose it and fix it. And, you know, mental health right now in our today's society and with our veterans, there's a big problem. And I think this book, if we can get that out there into the hands of people and to veterans, there's a lot of great, what I like to say, diamonds or gold nuggets in this book as a prospector of life that can really help you deal with, you know, the mental, the emotional, the forgiveness, the healing, the transformation, and the recovery, you know, what I talk about, the diamond within. So when you were writing this book, you know, Bob, because I always believe things are born twice, first in our mind and then what we do to bring into our reality to inspire others. You obviously had this vision for the book. What was your biggest learning moment or your biggest aha moment when writing this book?
Wow. So as I started writing this book, I had this image in my mind. Like you said, the idea was born in my brain. And then I had to figure out how to organize that. So I actually hired someone that considers themselves to be a book architect. His name is Justin Spiesman. But he helped me get all my ideas and organize them into these chapters. And then I had a lot of research to do because I didn't really understand. I knew what my personal experience was, and I had talked to other veterans during interviews, but the one thing I wanted to get out in this book, I guess it's been a pleasant surprise for me, is there's 22 million veterans. 11 million of those are struggling, and almost every one of them thinks they're alone. So we have 11 million people that feel like they're alone. Everyone has their own story of trauma and struggle, but there are so many commonalities. And the biggest surprise of my treatment is that I didn't realize that through treatment, nightmares could go away. I didn't think that going to some counseling could help me, because my nightmares came back 16 years later. So they were somewhere in my subconscious, and they just came up 16 years later with a vengeance. So I think the biggest discovery that I made in writing this book was that there is a path forward, that counseling can make a huge difference, and that each veteran has it within them to do the things that keep them away from going down a very isolated and scary path.
Yeah, the rabbit hole. So I think that's going to be a good place to pause. So we're going to take our last break here, then we'll come back for the last segment of the show. But that's a really important point to leave on. And I want to dedicate this episode to my neighbor, my friend, and World War II veteran, Ralph Thompson. May he rest in power. We'll be back here in 2 minutes.
The cutting edge of conscious radio. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Imagine yourself being transported to India, to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcome to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Satvi Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
One planet, 7.3 billion people, only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Doc Hastings reminds us we owe our World War II veterans and all of our veterans a debt we can never fully repay. Welcome back to Inspired Living. For our listeners out there, just want to remind you, you can always follow us on your favorite podcasting platform. Inspired Living Now is on all the major podcasting platforms. You can also follow us through social media. Just look for our main Facebook page, Inspired Living Radio and Podcast. You can follow us both on Instagram and Twitter under Inspired For Us. That's the number four, Inspired For Us. And you can now follow us over on TikTok, The Intuitive Prospector. I'd love to have you join us for ideas on upcoming shows, but I can tell you we're already scheduled and slated for an amazing 2023 with more amazing, thoughtful, inspiring guests like our guest today, Bob Taylor, who's written the book From Service to Success, New Mission, New Purpose, and a New Journey Towards a Great Life, to a Great Life. Bob, welcome back, and let's just continue just to keep plugging along for this book. And you know, why did you write the book? what you know, did you just wake up one day and say, I just want to write a book? Because that's not an easy, I'm still trying to write my book, and that's like 5 years later, but that's not an easy task to do.
No, it's not. And I started going to events that were, it started with my son. He's a documentary filmmaker, videographer, and started working for a guy by the name of Bob Proctor. And Bob Proctor, he was in the movie The Secret, and very much a motivational speaker, and is a disciple of the book Think and Grow Rich that was written by Napoleon Hill. And I was invited to one of his major events, and my son said, "Hey, you got to come up with some big ideas so that he can help you achieve that." And so that's where this idea of writing a book, which I had never considered before, that's where it came up. But it was out of a spirit of veterans have sacrificed far more than I have. You know, some have laid down their life. And I have a huge respect, and I tried to maintain this as I wrote this book. I'm not trying to gain attention for myself. This is something that I'm trying to do to help other veterans, but I just have a desire to try and help people, recognizing that I've had my own struggles. I'm frustrated that there's not a better transition plan for veterans than what there is. And so I just started digging into it to see if I could come up with a path that a veteran could follow to put them on a good, solid path to discover their passion in life.
Brilliant. Well, if anything, I hope that today's episode and just the sharing out through social media will bring awareness to our listening audience, friends and family. Again, it's a great book to check out, to have on the bookshelf for future referencing or come back to. From Service to Success, New Mission, New Purpose, and a New Journey to a Great Life by Mr. Bob Taylor. And with that being said, because you talked about 22 million people in the military, and did I hear you right? 11 million suffer with some sort of anxiety, depression, suicidal ideations or thoughts. Did I hear that right? 11 million? Because that's almost over half our military.
I think it's like 49%. Of our veterans struggle. And it's not, for me, it's not hard to believe, because when you went into the military, you weren't prepared to jump in the other end of the pool and rescue someone.
not at all.
I certainly was not prepared to be a B-52 navigator flying a combat mission at 200 feet above the ground. You know,
right.
We went through, whether it was boot camp or officers training school, we went to specialized training. My training took well over a year, probably more like a year and a half.
Yeah,
and we
here.
Started to accomplish some really great things. I'm sure you're very proud of what you accomplished. And that was through that training.
Yeah, you know, when people ask me what it was my biggest thing about being in the military was saving another life. Well, you know, when you're in the Coast Guard, you have the opportunity to rescue and to save. And to me, that was the biggest accomplishment, but it was the training leading up to all of those rescues. You know, like you said, a year and a half in my A school training, going through, you know, 12 weeks of boot camp, you know, and same thing with the Air Force. But why do you think, Bob, today's veterans are suffering more in this era? I know we suffered during our time of service. I know that every generation has its story and every generation has its complaint. But why do you think today's veteran seems to be suffering more, where there's over half the military are feeling these, you know, symptoms and signs?
I think the training, that,
you know,
I think the training's getting better. I think people are getting more and more specialized. I think what we're asking of veterans is greater. The trauma, you know, that people experience, it's terrible, and it's something that has been experienced over decades, over centuries, throughout different wars. But I think the training is so much more specialized. The expectations are very high, and then you combine that with just the different society. I think there's so much dysfunction in our society, and that impacts, you know, when a veteran comes out and they see a dysfunctional society or dysfunction in our politics, that has a negative impact. So it's never one thing, right? It's a combination. So the thing that I want to stress is that if it took that much training to get us to perform at such a high level in the military, why would we expect to leave the military and not be committed, or to know that we need almost just as much training to be highly successful in our next path? So if we needed boot camp to get started in the military, we need a reboot camp to get to become successful in our civilian lives.
I think you're onto something. That might be a sequel to this book. You know,
right.
What are you, in your opinion, Bob, what are the myths behind the challenges, you know, that military veterans face? Not just, it's not always PTSD. That's an outcome based on what they've gone through or experienced, whether it's war or, you know, not even war, just some of the things I saw. And I never served in a war. I was active duty during the Iraq war, but I never actually served in a combat zone. But some of the stuff even I saw with just my years in the Coast Guard and the things I had to face, what are some challenges that our veterans today, our military veterans, are facing besides PTSD?
Right. You don't have to have PTSD to struggle. That's part of it, right? Having trauma and dealing with those issues can have a great impact on you. But like I've been pointing out, is this sense of great success and capability and having a higher calling is something that almost everyone experiences in the military, that it's very difficult to recreate when they get out. And so a common myth, I would say, is that for whatever reason, veterans think that they can handle it alone. Mm-hmm. How many times have I heard, I got it, or I don't need any help, or people don't understand, right? I'm sure this is language that a lot of people have, is, well, my spouse doesn't understand, or my mom doesn't understand. Well, they want to.
Yep.
And that's something that is a different aspect of this book that I want people to understand, is this isn't something for just a veteran to read. We donated some books to the VA in Battle Creek, and I met a mother who whose son is struggling, and he was in the Air Force as a meteorologist, and he's struggling, not because of trauma, but because he's having trouble transitioning to a civilian crew or a career. She wanted to read the book so she could better understand what he was experiencing, so she could help. And so I think that's one of the surprising values of this book, is I would almost recommend that a veteran who is struggling, or a spouse who knows that the veteran's struggling, read the book together. Just sit down and go through it. And there are stories in this book. There are steps in this book that can help anybody, no matter where they're at in their life.
Yeah, no, that's excellent. Because I was just going to say, for our listeners out there, they may be asking, you know, how can we, as, you know, non-veterans, help somebody that's going through this transition? Because I can relate to exactly everything you just said, because I did it. That was my mindset. I can overcome it. I, you know, I'm good. They won't relate. They won't understand. I don't want to share. But for our listeners out there that may not be veterans or have never gone through that transition of a boot camp or an A school or to serve, how can we help? Or how can they help? They may be sitting there thinking, how can we help?
So I think there are several things that people can do, is to engage with a veteran. So if the number one threat is a veteran isolating themselves, as a community, we need to de-isolate them. We need to engage with them beyond. I think it's very honorable to say, thank you for your service, but let's get to know these veterans. Let's get to understand what they're doing, and just show interest in what they're doing in life. Finding ways of connecting them with other people. So finding ways to keep a veteran from becoming isolated is really important. I mentioned the five things to watch for. So if you're a family member and you know that your family member is not sleeping well, or the other five aspects, help them get help. You know, if they won't listen to you, maybe they'll listen to one of their buddies that they were in the military with, or maybe they'll listen to someone in their command structure that says, look, you need to get help. This is something that's very common. There's nothing wrong with you getting help. So I think engaging with veterans, keeping them from being isolated, and helping them cope with what they're dealing with are ways that just about anyone can help a veteran.
Yeah, and I think my favorite chapter in reading this book was finding a new mission and a new purpose, chapter 7, an identity after service, because a lot of us lose our identity, we lose our purpose, our passions, and we just have to replan to find how we can reemerge in a new society that's much different than the military. So real quick before we close, because this show goes by so very quick, you have four tips to self-forgiveness every veteran needs to hear. Can you go over those four tips real quick to self-forgiveness?
So the first thing is to stop creating situations that you feel that you need to be forgiven for. I think veterans are their own worst enemy in some cases, where they blame themselves for things that aren't necessarily in their control. Like, I should have been on that mission, and if I'd been on that mission, so-and-so wouldn't have been injured or killed. It should have been me and not them. So I think that's one of the steps, is just stop creating situations where you blame yourself for things that are not in your control. The Second thing is, I'm a faithful person, and I try not to push my faith on other people, but something that we do in church every Sunday is the first thing we do is forgiveness. And we confess that we've made mistakes. We've done things, and the words that we've said, the things that we've done, and sometimes the things that we've left undone. And I think just saying those words to ourselves, whether it's out loud or quietly, that's something that's really important, is to admit, you know, I've done things that I'm not proud of. I've done things either through the way I've treated other people or the things that I haven't done. And then the other thing is create a ritual of forgiveness. One of the things that I experienced was write down on a little piece of paper something that you've done that you're having trouble forgiving yourself for, and get a little metal dish or something and take that piece of paper that you wrote that item on and just light it on fire and just
release it.
Experience that being kind of you're being forgiven. And then the other thing is forgive other people. It's much harder to not forgive yourself when you're not forgiving other people. So forgive other people.
Well, Bob, thank you so much. You inspire me. This book inspires me. Thank you to our veterans. Thank you for your service. We'll be back for another episode of Inspired Living Radio. Until our next soul adventure together, be kind, caring, and compassionate. Most importantly, dare to dream,